Right, welcome back. It's the first Shiz and Nori of 2023-2024. Megan's back. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
Hi, Megan. Megan's here. She's got a very best version of herself sticker on her chest. What did you get that for today, Megan?
Taking photos of the school dinners.
Oh, that's kind of you. Why was you taking photos of the school dinners?
Because some of the children don't know, like, what the food is.
Oh, okay. Well, what was on the menu today? I've just had a lovely jacket potato. It's like spudgy-like.
It's bolognese.
Oh, it's bolognese. That looked nice. I saw. And what was it? Custard for pudding?
Yeah, and cake.
Custard and cake pudding. Doesn't get much best than that, does it? Right, anyway, we're not here to talk about Megan's lunch. We are here for Megan. And today we have Pasha, who are going to read our new book. So before the summer, what was the book we read? Can you remember?
Baby Aliens Got My Teacher.
Baby Aliens Got My Teacher. I said to Megan, I'm going to leave it up to you which book you choose. And what have you gone for, Megan?
Mr. Stink.
Who's it by?
David Walliams.
We've got Mr. Stink, David Walliams. So we're going to release this sort of two times a week, depends how quickly we can get through the book. But Megan and friends and Pasha today will come and record Shiz and Nori. Megan, chapter one.
Mr. Stink stank. He also stunk. And if it is correct English to say he stinked, then he stinked as well. He was the stinkiest stinky stinker who ever lived. A stink is the worst type of smell. A stink is worse than a stench. And a stench is worse than a pong. And a pong is worse than a whiff, and a whiff can be enough to make your nose wrinkle. It wasn't Mr. Stink's fault that he stank. He was a tramp, after all. He didn't have a home, and so he never had the opportunity to have a proper wash like you and me. After a while, the smell just got worse and worse. Here is a picture of Mr. Stink. He is quite a snappy dresser in his bow tie and tweed jacket, isn't he? But don't be fooled. The illustration doesn't do justice to the smell. This could be a scratch and sniff book, but the smell would be so bad you would have to put it in the bin and then bury the bin. Very deep underground. That's his little black dog with him, the Duchess. The Duchess wasn't any particular breed of dog. She was just a dog. She smelt too, but not as bad as Mr. Stink. Nothing in the world really smelt as bad as him, except his beard. This beard was full of old bits of eggs and sausages and cheese that had fallen out of his mouth years before. It had never, ever been shampooed, so it had its own special stink, even worse than the main one. One morning, Mr. Stink simply appeared in the town and took up residence on an old wooden bench. No one knew where he had come from or where he might be going. The town folk were mostly nice to him. They sometimes dropped a few coins at his feet before rushing off with their eyes watering, but no one was really friendly towards him. No one stopped for a chat, at least not till the day that a little girl finally plucked up the courage to speak to him, and that's where our story begins. "Hello," said the girl, her voice trembling a little with nerves. The girl was called Chloe. She was only 12 and she had never spoken to the tramp before. Her mother had forbidden her to speak to such creatures. Mother even disapproved of her daughter talking to kids from the local council estate. But Chloe didn't think Mr. Stink was a creature. She thought he was a man who looked like he had a very interesting story to tell. And if there was one thing Chloe loved, it was stories. Every day she would pass him and his dog in her parents' car on the way to her posh private school. Whether in sunshine or snow, he was always sitting on the bench with his dog by his side. As he luxuriated on the leather of the back seat with her poisonous little sister, Annabelle, Chloe would look out of the window at him and wonder. Millions of thoughts and questions would swim through her head. Who is he? Why did he live on the streets? Had he ever had a home? What did his dog eat? Did they have any friends or family? If so, did they know he was homeless? Where did he go at Christmas? If you wanted to write him a letter, what address would you put on the envelope? The bench, you know the one round the corner from the bus stop. When was the last time he had a bath? And what could his name really be, Mr. Stink? Chloe was the kind of girl who loved being alone with her thoughts. Often she would sit on her bed and make up stories about Mr. Stink. Sitting in her own room, she would come up with all kinds of fantastical tales. Maybe Mr. Stink was a heroic old sailor who had won dozens of medals for bravery, but hadn't found it impossible to adapt to life on dry land. Or Perhaps he was a world-famous opera singer who one night, upon hitting the top note in an aria at the Royal Opera House in London, lost his voice and could never sing again. Or maybe he was a Russian secret agent who put an elaborate tramp disguise to spy on the people of town. Chloe didn't know anything about Mr. Stink, but what she did know on the day that she was stopped to talk to him for the first time was that he looked like he needed the £5 note she was holding much more than she did. She seemed lonely too, not just alone, but lonely in his soul. That made Chloe sad. She knew full well that it was what it was like to feel lonely. Chloe didn't like school very much. Mother had insisted on sending her to a posh all-girls secondary school, and she hadn't made any friends there. Chloe didn't like being at home much either. Wherever she was, she had the feeling she didn't quite fit in. What's more, it was Chloe's least favourite time of the year, Christmas. Everyone is supposed to love Christmas, especially children, but Chloe hated it. She hated the tinsel, she hated the crackers, she hated the carols, she hated having to watch the Queen's speech, she hated the mince pies, she hated that it never really snowed like it's supposed to. She hated sitting down with her family for a long, long, long dinner. And most of all, she hated how she had to pretend to be happy just because it was December 25th. "What can I do for you, young lady?" said Mr. Stink. His voice was unexpectedly posh, as no one had ever stopped to talk for him before. He stared slightly suspiciously at this plump little girl. Chloe was suddenly a bit frightened. Maybe it wasn't such a good idea to talk to the old tramp after all. She had been working up to this moment for weeks, months even. It wasn't this hard to play out of her head. To make matters worse, Chloe had to stop breathing through her nose. The smell was starting to get to her. It was like a living thing, creeping its way up her nostrils and burning the back of her throat. Well, sorry to bother you. Yes, said Mr. Stink, a little impatiently. Chloe was taken aback. Why was he in such a hurry? He always sat on the bench. It wasn't like he suddenly needed to go somewhere else. At that moment, the Duchess started barking at her. Chloe felt even more scared. Sensing this, Mr. Stink pulled the Duchess's lead, which was really just a bit of old rope, to encourage her to be quiet. Well, Chloe went on nervously, my auntie sent me £5 to buy myself a Christmas present, but I don't really need anything, so I thought I would give it to you. Mr. Stink smiled. Chloe smiled too. For a moment, it looked as if he was going to accept Chloe's offer. Then he looked down at the pavement. Thank you, he said. Unimaginable kindness. But I can't take it. Sorry. Chloe was confused. Why ever not? She asked. You are but a child. £5? It's too generous. I just thought, it's really kind of you, but I'm afraid I can't accept. Tell me, how old are you, young lady? 10. 12. Said Chloe loudly. She was a little short for her age, but to think she was grown up in lots of other ways. I'm 13 on January the 9th. Sorry, you're 12, nearly 13. Go and buy yourself one of those new musical stereo discs. Don't you worry about an old vagabond like me. She smiled. There was a real twinkle in his eye when he smiled. If it's not too rude, said Chloe, can I ask you a question? Yes, of course you can. Well, I would love to know. Why do you live on a bench and not in a house like me? Mr. Stink shuffled slightly along and looked anxious. It's a long story, my dear, he said. Maybe I'll tell you another day. Chloe was disappointed. She wasn't sure there would be another day. If her mother found out that she was even talking to this man, let alone offering him money, she would do her nut. Well, sorry for bothering you, said Chloe. Have a lovely day. As the words came out, she cringed. What a stupid thing to say. How could he possibly have a lovely day? He was a smelly old tramp, and the sky was glowing gloomy with black clouds. She took a few paces up the street, feeling embarrassed.
What's on your back, child? Called out Mr. Stink. What's on my back? Asked Chloe. Trying to look over her shoulder, she reached around and tore a piece of paper from her blazer. She peered at it. Written on the piece of paper in thick black letters was a single word. Loser! Chloe felt her stomach twist with humiliation. Rosamund must have sellotaped it to her when she left school. Rosamund was a head girl of the cool gang. She was bullying Chloe, picking on her for eating too much sweets or for being poorer than other girls at school, or for being a girl. Neither team ever wanted her on their side in hockey matches. As Chloe left school, today Rosamund patted her back several times saying Merry Christmas, while all the other girls laughed. Now Chloe knew why Mr. Stink rose creakily from his bench and took the paper off from Chloe's hands. I can't believe I've been going around with that on my back all afternoon, said Chloe, embarrassed to feel tears welling up. She looked away, blinking into the sunlight. What is it, child? Asked Mr. Stink kindly. Chloe sniffed. Well, it's true, isn't it? I'm really a loser. Mr. Stink bent down to look at her. No, he said authoritatively, you're not a loser. The real loser is the person who stuck it onto you first, in the first place. Chloe tried to believe him, but couldn't quite for long as she could remember. She had felt like a loser. Maybe if Rosamund and all those other girls in her gang were right. There's only one place for this, and Mr. Stink screwed up the piece of paper, and like a professional cricketer, expertly bowled it into the bin.
The bin clocked this, and her imagination instantly started whirring, and had he once been captain of the England cricket team. Mr. Stink brushed his hands together. Good riddance to bad rubbish, he said. Thanks, murmured Chloe. Not at all, Mr. Stink. You mustn't let bullies get you down. I'll try, said Chloe. Nice to meet you. She began. Everyone called him Mr. Stink, but she didn't know it felt rude to say in his face, Stink. He said, they call me Mr. Stink. Oh, nice to meet you, Mr. Stink. I'm Chloe. Hello, Chloe, said Mr. Stink. You know, Mr. Stink, said Chloe, I still might go to the shops. Do you need anything, like a bar of soap or something? Thank you, my dear, but I have no use for soap. You see, I have a bath only last year, but I would love some sausages. I do adore a nice meaty sausage.
Well, the reality of recording in school is that you hear it all, don't you? So not only have you had Patsy running around, you've had Nelson, goodness know what he's coughing up, but it's okay. This is, you know, what do they say? Never work with animals and children, and here we are. So a massive thank you to Megan, a massive thank you to Pasha, and a massive thank you to Farzan, who took on the last page and a bit too. We will be back later on in the week, if not next week, with chapter 2 of David Walliams and Mr. Stink.